Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Black Tie Movement has changed the mood of the city of Memphis. When you're moving, you're not just moving things. You're moving pieces of your life. Ask Jeff Calkins. He sent me a picture this morning. I saw black tie trucks in his driveway. He knows. He knew what the right move was going with black tie. They're going to show up on time. They're going to stay on budget, whether you're moving cross town like Calkins or cross country like some people from Vegas to Memphis. Yeah, it's happening. Mandelin. 316-6196 is the phone number. I've used them twice. I'll use them again. Black Tie Moving, change and moving in the city of Memphis. Yeah, I mean, I do think that there's no way, Jason, we come in here on Monday and there's not a hire, right? Like, just if that happens, something went terribly wrong.
Yeah, then I think you've got reason to maybe panic a little bit or certainly be overly concerned.
Right, exactly.
Or concerned.
On the Mullen thing, is it interesting to you at all that, like, and maybe this, I can't even remember what we talked about off air versus on, and maybe I'm just recycling this, but you haven't seen any UNLV reporters, you know, writing about it at all, like asking him, writing about it, tweeting about it, like they just...
Well, it's possible he's told them, don't do it. Let's not act like, you know, in some places that's not a something that can get done. I don't know. I why would you ask him not to do it? Frankly, those things can be good for you, have your name out there. And John had said it just kind of weirdly hadn't been mentioned anywhere. Now, is this all because of what Dan Mullen said in October, that he's not going anywhere, that nobody's asking? I don't know. I think there's enough of a buzz probably in Memphis, while no national reporters, you're not seeing anything written about Dan Mullen. While there's enough of a buzz here that in a regular circumstance, I think you would have a question. But it's Dan Mullen, who UNLV is saying, holy cow, we got Dan Mullen. This man's got us in a conference championship game his first year. They're probably loving covering. And if he doesn't want anything asked publicly, you know, or doesn't want it out, then I imagine he can get his way there.
Mm-hmm.
But I do. I'm with you. I find it odd. I mentioned it too. I mentioned it there. The first, second hour that he hasn't been asked. You know, because I'm reading the coverage this week from the, you know, from their beat writer over at the Las Vegas Review Journal about the championship game against Boise State. Got to avenge a loss here, and Dan's a different guy than he used to be. But no mention of, you know, just like you would routinely see, and you saw it right here with Ryan Silverfield while he was still the coach at Memphis being asked about possible opportunities. So
yep.
I do find it a little bit odd.
Yeah. So it's just
but
something.
Dan
to...
might have control out there, is what Dad. I would throw at you.
Will you give Dan that same control?
No. No, no, no. No one's above the program.
All right. I like it.
So that's one thing about it. We're not kowtowing. No, no, no. We're not trying to make friends. We want the best for the program. We want the ceiling. Roof is the floor. What is Michael saying?
The ceiling is the
ceiling
roof.
Is the roof. Yeah. I can never get it right.
That's right.
Because it doesn't make any sense.
Yes. By the way, as an aside, I know we don't talk about it anymore. Big college basketball game tonight. Memphis, no, but
what sport?
Gonzaga, Kentucky at Bridgestone in Nashville.
I'm kidding.
Can I interest you?
No, I'll be glued into the conference championships involving two potential Memphis candidates. I'll let you watch college basketball.
I'll watch all.
You do it for Field of 68 so well so that you can educate also on what's going on.
I am on tonight.
I had thought I turned the page on Memphis football, but I turned the page back because we got blessed. Right?
God bless.
We thought this season was done.
Thought it was done.
We had turned the page. We were turning it to college basketball. What's happening with Penny? It's out of control.
Penny.
But we've had to turn the page back.
That's right.
And now Ed Scott has the biggest hire in Memphis athletics history.
The
right
biggest.
There in his hands.
The biggest, man.
Don't screw this up, Ed.
Dr. Ed Scott.
Come on, Doc.
I say it with the utmost respect because that's how important this is.
Yes.
He knows it.
If you can get Dan, you got to get Dan. You might love Mac. If you can get Dan, because that's a can't miss.
Right.
It's a can't miss for the program, and it's can't miss for Ed Scott's career, too.
Yeah.
He gets this right. Hell, yeah. He could be sitting in an SEC big office, just like Laird Veach. You know? If you make a home run hire from this spot, you will be talked about nationally.
Yeah.
You make an okay hire, especially at a time, and I'll just say this because, John, you brought it up. There's no promise that Mac does well, but you make an okay hire or a hire that doesn't get it done when everyone else has gone the OC route, the hot route, and you didn't go that route.
Yep.
You're going to get blasted. Ed Scott's going to get blasted. Say he messed it up. Memphis' biggest hire.
Yep.
And so that's why I say if you can get Dan, and John brings a bit, Dan's got to be interested. But if you can, you have to try that ahead of Mac. That said, you might not be able to.
Yep. You can't. Who knows?
And Mac can probably get the job done. I'm optimistic that he can get the job done.
Yep, absolutely. We'll see. We'll see. We should get an answer hopefully by tomorrow morning. Certainly by Sunday, though, it feels like. And with a press conference on Monday, that would be the expectation. All right, we'll come back. Lots more to come. Parthi Padja is going to join us at 1:25. We'll talk to him about Memphis basketball and more. Stick around. J&J, 90 FM, ESPN. All right, we're back. Jason and John, 90 FM, ESPN. Parthi Padja is going to join us in just a little bit. Talk to him about the latest with Memphis basketball. By the way, World Cup draw today, Jason.
Yeah, where?
I don't know where it is.
No, I said I'm aware.
Oh,
aware.
Apparently a big production. President Donald Trump received a peace award, as did Jerry Mack, who was honored during the ceremony.
It was a big week for him.
Big week for him, no doubt about that. Of course, y'all still don't want him. Unbelievable. I know you're curious about the United States draw in Group D. It is Paraguay, Australia, and then it's like a bunch of European countries that they what do they call it? The Czech Republic. I don't even know what.
Yeah,
is that Ratch is going along with? I don't know who it is. Is it the Czech Republic?
Sure.
It's Turkey, Romania, Slovakia, and Kosovo. So I don't.
Love
that sounds like a winner
soccer.
To me. I think we got it on lock. This thing is going to be all over the states, including Atlanta,
so
right?
It's a playoff, I guess. Those four nations are going to have a playoff to determine whether they get into the group as the last team. But, yeah, I mean, this sounds like advancing.
Cake.
Paraguay, Australia. This is like the best possible draw ever for the United States.
Sounds like it.
We're going to get out of group play.
What's the group of death?
The group of death.
That's nice. It's going to be a journey.
Glad we're not in it.
Yeah, the group of death. Who's the best team right now in the world?
Germany.
Is it Germany
I'm guessing.
I would think.
Men's soccer, Germany.
Yeah. I thought it would be like Argentina.
Probably they're good too. Brazil.
Or,
didn't we do this one time and you identified the German men as the pick?
That's basketball.
Oh.
I thought
it applied soccer as well.
Best countries for soccer include Brazil, Germany, Italy, Argentina, and France.
I know Germany enough. I feel like in the last
Portugal,
World Cup was pretty good.
England.
The men.
Yeah, so... Argentina, Austria, that's not really it. I mean, any group with Germany you want to avoid, right?
Yeah.
Any group with Brazil you want to avoid.
Netherlands. So
it doesn't really look like there's, a crazy, I mean, England used to be something, you know, but I don't know if they are still in that way. But, it seems like it's a very winnable group here, and congratulations to the men. By the way, did you see Landon Donovan? Have you seen him lately?
No.
Is he fat?
He has hair now. Mm. He went and got a hair transplant in Turkey.
Oh, Landon Donovan hair.
And he looks like a very different person.
What's going on? Because I saw you on your soapbox about it with my girl Trinity Rodman.
Oh.
Please educate me.
Well, you know, I follow Trista Crick and her venture on Instagram.
That's why you
and
are
so
on
I
this.
Know what's up. I know, like, what's going on here with, you know, the women's sports.
Yes.
So Trinity Rodman plays for the Washington Spirit. In the NWSL.
Mm-hmm.
She's, of course, the daughter of Dennis Rodman. Do they have a good relationship? They
no,
don't.
No.
But she's still the daughter of Dennis Rodman.
Yeah.
And she is like a star. She's like 23 years old.
Yes.
And she's the star of the whole thing. And she's up for a new contract.
Mm-hmm.
And she is being courted by, you know, even the Super League, you know, in America, but also Europe and other things like that, that are offering her much more money than what she is currently making in the NWSL. They're a new league. They only have been in existence since 2012. And I think their current salary cap is like $3.5 million for the entire team. And you have to have like 30 players, right? It's going to go up, but, you know, she's talking about getting millions,
yeah,
you know, at least $1 million a year. And so basically what happened is you have these fans that all come out and connect with her and gravitate to her. And she's great with the kids and things like that. And she's a star, you know, and they're on the verge of losing her, this league is. And so the commissioner, Jessica Berman, comes out and she says, I am going to fight for Trinity to keep her. I'm going to fight for her. And then she gets this offer from the Washington Spirit that, yes, bends the rule of the currently agreed upon CBA, where they backload it at the end of it and pay her, you know, a bunch of money on the last year. But the commissioner came out and vetoed the deal. She said this violates the spirit of the rule of the CBA, and we cannot allow this. So,
did she have a counterproposal since she was initially with the spirit of what they're trying to do?
I didn't see a counterproposal.
You can't just shoot it down after saying you want to work with her.
Right.
And to think about how much she could grow your
league. Exactly right. I mean, that's
what are you doing? This is where you make the exception. Because
it's a new league.
Right.
And because there are other places that Trinity can go, I should be willing to be malleable.
It's ridiculous.
You know?
Right.
I have to be. Now, Patrick Mahomes can't go anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
Right, he can't. There's no other NFL. The only kind of money he can make is going to be in the NFL. So he has to do what the salary cap allows the Kansas City Chiefs to do.
Well, she's gonna have to roll then. I hate it for all those little kids.
I agree.
Made,
she's gonna have to roll
with, but she's got to roll.
She's gonna have to do that, you know. And I think that was probably always likely. I hate to say it, you know. And I don't even like, you know, I don't even know if Trinity. Is she so good to where she would be? You know, you would feel like. We're going to do this with the CBA. We're going to completely bend it. You know, I don't know. I think she's a star, but
I think she has some Caitlin Angel quality in terms of what she brings to your league.
Right.
She is, I mean, she's a great player and everything else. We've watched her with the women's national team, but she has an it factor about her, and she's the daughter of Dennis Rodman with the same last name. There's just an awe in terms of her star power.
Yep.
That any league would obviously value, and the offers suggest that. The offers from the other leagues, they see the potential she brings. But for a smaller, like you said, the league's only been going since 2012, you bend your little rules.
Right.
That might be dead here in a few years because your league has folded. What are we talking about here?
Right.
There was interest. This should have been done and poorly handled there by the commish.
Right, right, exactly. That's where that stands with her.
I appreciate that. Yeah, because I didn't know what was going on. And I really admire how you are glued into women's sports now.
Yes, love women's
sports. Through the vessel of Trista Crick.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Love Trista. But she came at me and she said, you don't know what you don't know. I said, well, then educate me. So we had a little tit for tat on text.
Well, did you tell her Portland had been falling too?
I didn't update her on that.
You should have used that.
But I will sting her ass next time she comes at me with that.
Hit her with that 3-7 last 10, looking like a real poverty franchise again.
I'm about to text her that right now.
Yep.
As you said that.
Yep, that was her team on the rise, if I recall correctly. Portland's for real. For real.
What's
at the bottom.
What the Grizzlies? Are they 3-7?
We are both tied.
Okay.
13, so I'm not sure you want. Don't sit. Oh, man, of course.
Already
we are 5-5 in our last 10, though, so that is a little. We're on the uptick.
No, we are.
Have you seen some of Klingon's lines lately? I guess I got to let that go. Zach's been putting up some good ones.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll do. We'll do.
Can I get you two things? Can I get you...
Amari Odom and Jerry Mack.
Round of applause.
Yeah.
Clap.
Come on, man. Now, we asked a question real quick because I know you want to... Has Jerry Mack been asked this week? See, I just ignored it, Brad. That's sometimes what you've got to do. It's kind of like when John ran his child up in here.
That's right.
You got to be a pro and keep going.
That's right.
Has Jerry Mack been asked this week about other possible opportunities?
Glad you asked. We actually have no media at Kennesaw State.
Because Dan Walken wouldn't go.
Dan Walken
He's just driving around Atlanta, but he won't stop at Kennesaw State.
That's right.
Is that
who?
Where in Atlanta is it located? I've never been.
It's outside Atlanta.
Okay.
It's like Marietta. You
summer,
go north.
Oh, Marietta.
Yeah, it's out that way.
Never been.
Yeah. I was there this summer for baseball. That's the baseball mecca.
Yeah.
Again, they've had good things coming out of it.
Not that far from the Atlanta Braves Stadium, actually.
Why do I want to connect John Damian Wilson, Kennesaw State? You remember that name?
Yeah, I do. I do, because he was like, he went to like Oak Hill.
Yeah. Was it Kennesaw State after us? Is that what happened there?
He did go there. Good call. Kennesaw State,
again,
Damian Wilson.
Sometimes I'm able to
call
it up
that
from recall.
Fell. And this was 2015 now.
Now, we went through some things with Damian and Josh.
Mm-hmm.
You know, y'all don't remember Damian, but I do.
So this is how the text is going with me and Trista. I said 3-7 last 10. She sends me 3 question marks. I say Blazers. She says last game against Cavs went outright as 11.5-point dogs. I said 3-7. She said ATS are outright. This team is banged the bleep up.
Excuses.
Man, she ready for him. She's, yeah. It's as though she were prepared.
I just don't think she backs down from anything. You're not going to catch her.
No,
you know,
she doesn't. She really doesn't.
No, don't push her back on
but
her.
But she's not. She actually, if she actually, you know, less informed about a point, though, like she will say, you got that. You know, she isn't so stubborn to where, you know, she won't just give you anything. But she's always ready, especially about them Blazers.
What's weird is their offense is better right now than what they're giving up. And they had been a defensive outfit. So they're averaging 5 more points than the Grizzlies, but Grizzlies are holding opponents to 3 fewer points just about. So they're essentially the same thing, both 9-13 right now.
She said,
"We will rise, though."
She said, "Drew Matisse, Blake Wesley, Shea, DC all missed time, and those first 3 have been out for a minute."
I mean, I don't even know those names. So.
Right. Well, Drew Holiday, Matisse Thybulle, Blake Wesley, Shaden Sharp, and then
okay, she shortened up many of them.
Yeah. You know how fans do.
Shea, yeah.
They think he's Shea Gilgeous Alexander.
Well, it's like T-Mac, who she compared him to.
That's right.
Shea.
That's right.
You know.
Yes.
One nickname.
Well, Parth will join us on the other side. We'll talk to him about Memphis basketball, get his thoughts on the rest of the season. You know, Baylor coming in tomorrow. We haven't even talked about it. Lots more to come. Stick around. J&J, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
Parth Upadhyay covers the University of Memphis basketball program for the Daily Memphian. Joins us every single Friday. And as of today, at time of doing this show, the University of Memphis is ranked 148 in the net. You're much better than the 148th beat writer in the country. I'll give you that, Parth.
No, welcome absolutely. I appreciate that.
Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
How much better can that get?
It's hard to say. I think this next 4-game stretch is going to determine if it gets significantly better or if it just kind of inches closer to, you know, that edge of, you know, the top 100 type situation. Because after this game, I mean, after these next 4, you're going into, you know, conference play against a lot of, like, you know, teams in the lower 100s, teams in the 200s of the net. So a lot of those won't move the needle, but the time is now, like Penny said.
What stood out to you? Because John and I spent a good deal of time talking post-New Orleans win about the crowd and, you know, where Memphis basketball is and not as much time on the game. I'm just curious, what stood out to you about the effort, which was pretty much wire to wire against New Orleans?
Yeah, I thought the 21 assists was an encouraging sign, that kind of unselfish play. You had 6 guys finish with double-digit points. So they're spreading the wealth. On the negative end, what stood out to me was New Orleans had 21 or 25 fast break points. Like, that's just a matter of, like, not getting back, right? Like, mm-hmm. guys kind of lollygagging. And a lot of that happened in the second half when you saw Memphis kind of start to go into what Penny's calling hybrid mode, like kind of that sleepwalking, you know, disinterested phase where they get to when they're up, you know, 20, 25 points against opponents. And that doesn't help your net, KenPom, or any metric either when you're allowing bad teams to, you know, make it somewhat compelling, somewhat entertaining down the stretch.
What is one of those guys that I guess at times has been lollygagging or in terms of there's been a lack of effort, he's kind of singled him out in terms of, he's not out there, is Aaron Bradshaw. And saying that, he said, the guys that are on the floor are the ones giving me the effort. Aaron Bradshaw didn't play. He had a good second half the last time we'd seen him, right? So is this something that occurs in practice beforehand? Just where are we with Aaron Bradshaw right now?
It sounds like it occurs in practice, and it's a lot of the stuff that we're not, you know, necessarily seeing in-game. And we've seen a lot of stuff in-game that's been concerning as well, so you can only imagine, you know, what Penny's talking about when he's referencing that. John Rothstein did report that Aaron Bradshaw is available for tomorrow. He's available. Ashton Hardaway with the left knee sprain is going to be back as well, according to Rothstein. And Curtis Givens remains out. Julius Thedford. He didn't say anything about Thedford, but that knee injury didn't look good. And that's the same right knee that he, you know, banged up
at
Western Kentucky, right? That's the same knee that ended his season last year. And, you know, he needed some help to hobble off the court there. So,
and he had started off on fire, too.
Man, like, yeah, he was cooking. I think he had, what, 13 points in 10 minutes? Mm-hmm. A couple of rebounds? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's a huge game, it feels like, because when you when you forecast, you need to stop with the Vandy. They're not beating Vandy. Vandy is an incredible team.
I think they have a better chance to beat Vanderbilt than Baylor.
Absolutely
well,
not.
Well, that's a heck of a take.
Absolutely not.
It sounds like a crazy take on surface.
I want to hear more.
But look at the way these teams match up. Baylor attacks the offensive glass, right? They're top 10 in offensive rebounding percentage. Memphis is one of the best, or Memphis is one of the worst, rather, right, defensive rebounding teams in the country.
Right.
Baylor plays that kind of, you know, four out, one big style with a bunch of 6'7", 6'8" dudes in the court.
Yeah.
A lot of athletes, a lot of length. You know, when Memphis played Purdue, for example, Purdue has size, but it doesn't have necessarily length, right, across the board. And that's what Matt Painter kind of said, is that athleticism and, you know, just the length of Memphis threw Purdue off early. I don't think you're going to throw Baylor off with any of that, right?
Interesting.
Whereas Vanderbilt, you know, they got a bunch of 6'2", 6'3" guards. Yeah, they score in bunches, but I think Memphis' size can disrupt Vanderbilt more than it can Baylor.
That interests me.
Well, I don't think they're beating Vandy.
Vanderbilt,
which is
really
number
good.
Seven at Ken Palm right now.
That's nuts, man. Number four in the net, number seven at Ken Palm. Yeah. That's crazy.
I didn't realize they're four at the net. Good
they're a real
grief.
Team. Yeah. Baylor's a real team, too, but they're gettable. I mean, you're going to be a – I mean, Memphis will be a slight underdog to Baylor, but it's not going to be anything crazy. Like, I think right now at Kalshi, it's like 58% Baylor.
And I would ask you, Parth and John would know, too, do they defend? They're giving up 81 points a game.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I mean, I don't think they're going to lock in and shut you down offensively. Yeah. You're going to be able to hopefully do what you – maybe we get a little shootout or something. I mean, they're giving up 81 a game. That tells me that
– Sacramento State.
Yeah. And what are they, 90th or something in defense?
92nd.
There you go. I mean, that doesn't scare you whatsoever. You're right. Defending them, I think, is going to be the issue for Memphis, right? Stopping them, keeping them off the glass. But it seems to me like they're not some juggernaut defensive. Like, we've seen Baylor with the capability to play a bunch better defense than this one's playing.
Right.
Seems like an opening to me.
What year did you get here?
I got here 2022. I got here 9/01 day is when I pulled into the city.
Oh, wow.
It's poetic, yeah.
And so when you saw the crowd on Wednesday night, what did you think?
Man, I texted you before the game, and I said, you know, and I still believe this, aside from that ice game, what was that, January
South Florida game.
18th, yep. 17th, 2024, South Florida game where the season collapsed, whatever. Aside from that game, that was probably the worst crowd I've ever seen in my 3+ seasons on the beat.
Well, it was the worst crowd that you've had in 3 years on the beat.
Yeah.
I went through
it.
The South Florida butts and seats might have been worse, but it actually had a higher announced attendance than that.
I don't know how they announced 10K for South Florida. There was
maybe more.
This had 1,000 people.
They had more tickets
sold. Yeah,
yeah. You know what I mean? I mean, they can announce whatever they want.
Yeah,
clearly,
tickets sold.
But
UNLV looked light, Parth. I mean, I was at that game.
It was very light. And you'd think, like, come on, like, it's UNLV. It's a brand. Yeah, UNLV hasn't really been good, but it's still a brand, man. And your former coach is back in the building. Like,
oh, they didn't care about that one.
3,000.
Care about Cal, but not about that one.
3,000 is what I looked
That's
at.
That's nuts, man.
Yeah.
What do you think about that?
I don't
like. Is it a problem that's fixable? Is it a problem that is it exclusive to Memphis? Is it a sport wide issue? Like, what's your diagnosis?
It's not exclusive to Memphis, but it seems to be worse, or at least more jarring here.
Because
like when I got here in 2022, 2023, like yeah, the conference had Cincinnati, Houston, and UCF, SMU, sure, but like it was significantly better. Right across the board, even for your Tulsas, even for your Rice.
When Jason covered the Tigers for the commercial,
I guess Rice.
Field,
I'm sorry, Rice wasn't in the league.
If they had less than 15, it was a problem.
Wow.
I mean, right?
I mean, and those felt like real butts and seats for a lot of those nights.
Yeah,
that was the difference.
It was a real thing. I mean, it was like Memphis basketball was a real.
But
thing.
Again, you were
still coming off
the high of Cal. There, you were
right.
Still riding a wave in many ways, and sort of a fan base that wanted to prove they could get it done without Cal. So you still had, you know, excitement. It was still hot, man.
Well, even last year. Yep. Go ahead.
No, go ahead. No.
Even last year against Ole Miss and Mississippi State, they had
over 10, right?
Over
10
both scanned. Actual butts in seats, and it felt like it, too. I think the best crowd I've seen in my 3+ seasons is my first year when they played Houston. You know, it was on CBS, Kendrick Davis, DeAndre.
Oh, yeah.
Against that team with, I think, Jamal Shedd, Marcus Sasser. That place was packed. Like, it was vibrating. That's how loud it was when Memphis went on a second half run there.
I'm wondering about tomorrow because you got the marathon going on.
Yeah.
I mean, does Baylor get you? It's an unranked Baylor team. That's the other part about it.
I mean, they'll get 10,000 announced, but
will they get 10,000 butts in seats though? Because last year,
I think you need the regional opponents to your point to do that. Now the Ole Misses and the Misses. I just wonder if that's what it's going to take to get 10,000 actual butts in seats.
In that Ole Miss game in particular, there was a lot of Ole Miss fans there. A lot.
Yeah.
There's no chance you'll have 10,000 butts in seats.
There should be at least. I mean.
For Vandy, you might. Nashville folks that are hype about this team, maybe.
Maybe.
But I wouldn't
That's sad.
Baylor,
you're
I don't think
you're relying on Vanderbilt fan base?
No, I'm just saying.
You're not getting 10,000 Memphis fans in the seats.
No, maybe not 10,000, but it should be at least 7. Bro, it's Baylor. It's got Drew. It's a big brand. Oh, it's a team that's won a national title
in
the past 5 years. Like, what are we talking about?
I'm not hopeful for 10,000 butts in seats, which is where you were or asking about for tomorrow. I'm not hopeful on that.
They're not
ranked. It should be at least 7.
They're not ranked. Like, they're not really relevant.
They are. I mean, people who watch college basketball know they're relevant, right? Like, you and I know they're relevant.
But Memphis isn't relevant right now.
Memphis may not be relevant.
I mean, it's irrelevant
this entire
right
season.
Now. Let's
talk about
basketball world.
That's the we talk all about all that. The problem is not the opponent. The problem is Memphis.
They were relevant last year. They were a 5 seed. They won 29 games at an All-American point guard. You know, the city's favorite son coaching, and people can't show up for that. Come on now.
They got decent crowds for the non-conference though.
Yeah, but it fell off like off a cliff for the conference.
They're not even showing up for these. That's what I'm saying. It's like Ole Miss, you got a crowd for, you know, I don't remember other home games.
Mississippi State, you got a crowd for.
Mississippi State, you got a crowd for, right? I don't think you're going to get 10,000. I mean, they'll announce 10,000. I don't think you're going to get. First of all, they're going to be celebrating. They're going to be rewatching the Kennesaw State Conference USA Championship game highlights.
Park doesn't even know what's going on.
Yes, he does.
That's not relevant in his world.
Dude,
he's covering Memphis basketball playing Baylor tomorrow. And care about Kennesaw State.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I think it is a problem for Memphis because if we're already here in December.
Bro, what do you think they're going to have, 12,000 against New Orleans? Like, we've been here.
I didn't think it'd be the lowest ever.
I didn't think it'd be. It looked like 3,000 some change.
They lost
like 3,
to Josh Pastner and UNLV and got run off the
got
floor.
Blasted.
He's going to have to do something special before folks come back in. It just is.
And do you think that they can do it? Do you think this team is capable of something special?
And
I think they are not.
What is something? Like, define special. Does that mean these next four games, you win three of the next four? I'm thinking three of the next four.
Doing something to surprise the fan base. Yes, you got to restore faith. And I just feel like that's three or four would maybe do something like that. And I ain't talking 10,000 plus every night after that. I think you've got a larger issue here. But to get some excitement, some buyback in, I'm with you. He's going to have to do something over these next four that most folks, John including, wouldn't predict. At this point with what this team's looked like.
And that's tough, right? Because you feel like after last year, they had so much momentum, and now all of the air is gone out of that balloon.
They had a lot of momentum, but they didn't capitalize because they couldn't get past Colorado State, unfortunately. Bad matchup, you had injury issues. But you needed a win at least, because what it's done is you drop Penny to 1-3 in the tournament, and for those that were already out and those that might have been teetering, oh, yeah, he just had his great season, but he can't win the tournament. So
That's kind of a simplistic way to look at it.
You did have momentum. Well, it's not simplistic when you've been here for 8 years.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? I mean,
that's the issue,
and it's a program that's been measured by Sweet 16 appearances. Mm-hmm. And so we've got a body of work now is the difference. You can't just say, well, he's coming off his great. You know, well, you also had a bad year before that where they collapsed, and this one right now is looking kind of shaky. So it's sort of the body of work you got.
No, I hear you. I guess sitting back in Seattle and watching that game unfold in March, what are we now? We're in December, right? So that I would have never imagined 9 months later we'd be where we are now in terms of the lack of excitement, lack of enthusiasm, lack of fans and seats. Like, I just wouldn't guess that we'd be here this bad.
Sort of been been a bad storm for them. You throw in the Wake Forest loss. You were down there. You were good enough to come back with a win, and you had played Purdue better than Texas Tech did.
They outplayed Wake Forest for 38
So we can't say
minutes,
the roster's just
to the
total slaw when you went down there, and you're probably the second-best team down there. You're just the one coming back 0-2 because you didn't
tell
Doug to miss the free throw.
Texas Tech was down there, so you're probably the third-best team down
there. But my point is you played as well as the second-best team because you outplayed Texas Tech as related to how they played Purdue.
Correct.
So the roster can't be just ass.
Point, Jason. Rebuttal.
No, you're not Tony Reale or whoever used to be.
Saying around the horn.
The questions go to
Paul. My next job, I want to just moderate. How about that? How about you join us every day for 3 hours and we'll argue about the resume and I'll pick and choose who gets the point.
We should get the entire Tigers basketball beat in here and we can play around the horn.
Yeah,
that'd be fun.
That's so,
what are the odds that we can win 3 or 4 with this roster and the injury issues that you have right now?
Odds don't look
good.
It's
like it's a pipe dream, right?
I mean, you're most energetic
Louisville
player, like Julius Thedford. He might not be your best player, but he's definitely your fire starter, your energy guy.
Clearly.
He might have hyperextended his knee. He might be out for a week.
Yeah, I didn't realize it was the knee. I mean, that's, you came in here and had the same knee that he injured at West Kentucky.
The same knee. And you've got, you know, a guy in Aaron Bradshaw you were banking on who's really giving you.
Just came off one of his best halves of the year, and then now, and whatever he did in practice, his old goofball.
I don't know.
Get it together.
Yeah. And even that best half of the year, it felt like, and I'm not discrediting 14 points, I'm not, but 10 of those did come from the free throw line, and it was against an undersized Southern Illinois team. They were playing bully ball. They just kept feeding him, and they had, like, those guys had to foul. Dude, 7-1.
Are you like me that you don't appreciate the way that John has just sort of left us to figure this out and gone to his chili cheese Fritos?
Yeah. like, what is John doing over there?
He doesn't like moderating. He likes eating his little Fritos over there. That's what's happening.
I actually do love these chili cheese Fritos.
I thought he was looking something up. He's staring at that screen pretty hard.
I am.
Yeah, he's looking something up on Kalshi. Yeah, that's what he's on Kalshi, seeing if anything's changed.
See if Dan
Mullen's
coming to town.
Penny's going to have to get a win before John locks back in.
Do you think that's true? Do you think Memphis fans are crazy to believe Dan Mullen's coming here?
I mean, isn't he like the 94% favorite on Kalshi?
No, he's not
94%. I swear.
At one point,
I swear. I'm looking at Kalshi too.
He did. Someone bet him. It moved.
Oh, that's how that works.
And it stabilized.
I don't understand this. I've heard you reference it. I don't quite get it.
Just if you ever have any questions, just call me.
I got you.
But basically what happens is it's a very illiquid market. There's not a lot of money in it, right?
Uh-huh.
So any action on anybody is going
it's
to be
move
very,
the needle.
Very sensitive.
If I right now
said, I'm going to go bet Reggie Howard, yes, to be the, you know, coach.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just see what would happen. So let's say I'm going to put $50 on it.
Okay.
Right?
So not too much, no.
So, or, you know, let's say $100.
Okay.
It's going to move. It's going to make that just as a result of, again, only 26,000 in that market. If there was 2.6 million in that market, nothing would really change. But, that's all you, so people are betting Dan Mullen to get the job. There's no question. Why are they doing that? I don't know, because
it seems unlikely, right? From what I understand,
it seems unlikely because no one nationally has a beat on it. Like nobody nationally has any. I feel like Dan Mullen is a big enough name.
He would have gotten
enough friends.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Like his maybe it won't. Maybe it'll just be one of those things. Well, Dan Mullen is it possibly
that'd be the best hire that Memphis can make. Am I wrong?
It'd be the biggest name.
No. Best hire. Biggest name is one thing for sure. Yes,
Dan Mullen. I don't know because that kind of suggests like nobody else could do a good job, you know.
But if you hire Dan, the floor, you know where the floor is, right?
Agreed.
Does that make sense?
Yes, there's a certain floor.
It's the safest hire you can make at the most critical juncture for your program.
Ticket sales.
What you're asking is does Dan Mullen have the highest floor, Parth? Yes.
Safest hire, highest floor. Yes. Yeah, he'll go out and win
safest
10
hire
games
and
next season.
Most exciting hire. I mean, it accomplishes both there.
Well,
it's not just safe in the sense that
you
know he's going to do
don't believe in
folks
Jerry
are
Mack.
Buying season tickets if Dan Mullen's
you can
coach.
Spin the block for Jerry Mack next season. Or, like, Dan's not going to be here for more than a season or two.
But, I mean, you can't.
You got to stable. You got to make sure this thing stays
there is no
at least
season.
Where it is now.
Man, this dude.
You ain't getting Amari Odom next year. I'll tell you that right now. He'll be in Alabama or something.
Is he that? I heard you. Is he? He's like that? Odom, the quarterback?
He's one of three FBS quarterbacks to have 350 passing yards, 6 touchdowns, and to have accounted for 400 yards of offense on his own in one game.
John has identified him as elite.
Yeah.
Now, he also said Paxton Lynch was going to be one hell of a
quarterback. It's funny. You're sitting next to a guy who believed that the guy they hired on name was going to come there and revitalize the program.
I did not.
Yes, you did.
I was out on that hire from the get-go, man. I wasn't a huge fan of the Bill Belichick hire.
And also,
they got rid of one old wash dude and got another. Like, nice.
Bill Belichick.
Awesome. And his girlfriend.
And his girlfriend. Right. Yeah. Come on, man.
All right. South Florida beat Utah State last night.
Wow. Didn't see that one. Yeah. Okay.
I'm just saying.
Old
that's
Brian.
That's a nice win for South Florida.
That's our man, Brian.
I would say they've been underperforming to this point until that one. So it does. It's going to be a two-horse race. It was always going to be a two-horse race. In the American, it seems like South Florida.
There's a third horse that's emerged. Have y'all seen the third horse?
It's not Tulsa. Don't give me that.
There's a third horse.
No.
That has emerged.
It's not Tulsa.
John won't even acknowledge them.
Isn't it kind of sad that Memphis fans, or I mean, I don't know, us as media too, looking at man, Tulsa, watch out for Tulsa. Like, I'm not why would Memphis ever watch out for Tulsa?
I'm not saying that. Like, I know what they're doing.
It's ridiculous.
They're gaming the system.
Even South Florida, why would Memphis ever worry about a South Florida team with a first-year head coach? That's ridiculous.
Well, they have some new money in NIL. Memphis is not rolling in it, bro. They're not rolling. I mean, they have more, but South Florida's got money too. So that's why. They're a legitimate operation. You know, that's it. That's it, though.
Memphis needs to, you know, get back to not just amount-wise, but in terms of where you were with the big boys, get back to that playing field
I agree.
This offseason, this next offseason.
We're going to work on that, but I do have to tell you that if they hire Dan Mullen, they will not be able to do that because all the money will be going to football. Look at him over there. Like, what's the dude from Austin Powers? What's the villain's
Never
name?
Seen
the bald guy, Dr. Evil. Yeah. He's over there twiddling his thumbs like Dr. Evil, man. He wants to de-emphasize.
Yeah. You want to de-emphasize, but you're
how much does Memphis basketball
get? Did you see the way Parth looked at me? It looked like I was taking his job away from him.
There's no question.
I'm not de-emphasizing Parth.
No. I grew up on Tobacco Road basketball, man. This means something to me, basketball. This means something to me.
You want to cover something that's relevant and meaningful.
Right.
That the people care about.
If you put him in charge, how much does Memphis get next year? $1 million.
Crumbs.
That's it.
Make it work.
If Dan is coming, we will consider only $1 million.
That's crazy.
I'm kidding.
No, we're just kidding.
You can't let basketball and Parth die on the vine.
That's exactly right. We're not going to let it happen. You can start that process by winning tomorrow against Baylor. Part of the pod will be there covering it all for the Daily Memphian. Good to see you. Thanks for coming in.
Appreciate
y'all, brother.
We'll come back, wrap this up on a Friday. J&J, 90.9 FM.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
ESPN. Whatever you've got going on in your life, you got a birthday, you got engagement, you got the holidays, Robert Irwin Jewelers has the perfect gift for your loved one. Tennis bracelets, diamond necklaces. If it is the time in your life where you're going to get down on a knee, congratulations. Make it special with a handcrafted engagement ring from Robert Irwin Jewelers. They got hidden halos, three stone designs, classic solitaires, whatever your style. Robert Irwin Jewelers has the perfect ring for you. And if you're there in the next hour or so, you may see a friendly face.
You might. You might very well see it. Howie knows what he's doing. And John said the key word, special. I don't care if you're getting a small gift. I don't care if you're getting that engagement ring and looking for that. Yes, whatever the shopping experience with Howie's going to be, big or small, it's going to be special. You're going to walk out of there smiling. That's how all of my experiences with him have ended. Me smiling, knowing that I haven't broken the bank. like I did when I went to that big box store and bought Faith's engagement ring. I wish I could go back in time. Like, what was that? Back to the Future? Yeah, Michael J. Fox. Remember that movie? That's what I wish I could do. And get that engagement ring from Robert Irwin Jewelers, where you've got all the financing options, 12 months interest-free financing, or you take up to 60 months to pay. Open Sundays through Christmas. Take advantage. Bigger, brighter diamonds, better prices, always at Robert Irwin Jewelers. 5 locations, 3 here locally, or online at rijewelers.com.
Your subtleties, they strangle me. I can't explain myself at all. Do you happen to know what song those lyrics are from?
No.
The All-American Rejects with the song titled It Ends Tonight. It ends. We will have, this will be last weekday of the Memphis football coaching search.
Okay. Now I got it. You really should think about not singing. You could still reference the song without trying to sing it because it's off your tone. Let's work on it.
Just for that, Jerry Mack. God don't like ugly. Just for that.
I'm going to Whitehaven, sounds like.
Just for that. It's going to do it for us today. Thanks to Part of the Pod Guy for joining us on the show. Thanks to Anthony Sane. Thanks to Jason Smith. Thanks to Mandullen. Thanks to Dan Mullen. Thanks to Jerry Mack. Thanks to Ed Scott. Thanks to President Dr. M. David Rudd. Thanks to Bill Hargrave. Thanks to Charlie Raines.
Get it
thanks
right,
Ed. Thanks to V. Lane Rollins. Thanks to Larry Porter. Thanks to Tommy West.
Shirley.
Thanks to D'Angelo Williams. Joe Doss.
You did this.
Thanks to Duke Calhoun. Jeffrey and Company up next. Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.